I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Brittany from Indiana. I wanted to, first say that, of course, I'm a big fan, like most who listen to the show, and I am an EPP. I've been an EPP for almost a year now, so it's probably coming on time for me to redo my EPP registration for the year EPP. I listen to about 5 shows a day, so like I've caught up on every show, EPP and the regular shows. So right now I'm re-listening to the EPP shows. I'm currently on EPP 21. Because I just love the show that much. But anywho, I'm calling to tell you about my husband's experience that he had last night at work. I've always been interested in the paranormal. Like, I started off reading paranormal books in elementary school. I think the first paranormal book I read was called The Dollhouse Murders. And that just got me into ghosts and ghost stories and things like that. But anywho, so up to my husband's story. So he works at a placement. It's kind of like a detention center for delinquent children. And they have it set up to where there's different like apartments, or they call them cottages, for the children. The cottage that my husband works on is for children who have some kind of developmental disability diagnosis, so they can have They could be somewhere on the autism spectrum, or some of them are like just diagnosed with ADD or ADHD or something like that. And there's also a lot of children who have mental illnesses as well who are in his cottage. And as we know, people with disabilities, developmental disabilities, mental illnesses are usually more susceptible to paranormal activity. So last night, he was working the 3 to 11 shift, and he was looking at his cell phone. All the children were asleep. He was looking at his cell phone, but out of the corner of his eye, he saw a person poke their head out from around a wall, like around a doorway. So he gets up to go see if it's one of the kids who's gotten up trying to get out, because that's something that happens all the time. Kids try to run. So he goes to see if somebody's there. Nobody's there. He checks the room and all the kids are in their beds. So he's like creeped out, like, what the crap? So when the midnight person comes to relieve him, he tells her what he saw. And she said, well, one of the children also reported that he woke up in the middle of the night one night, just out of nowhere, and he saw somebody standing in the corner of his room. He figured it was his roommate, but then all of a sudden the figure like blinked and it was on top of him and holding him down, and he couldn't move, he couldn't scream or anything. So he only reported that, I guess, to her, because they're often, unfortunately, not believed when they say these type of things, or is attributed to their illnesses or whatever. But she said that she also had an experience with another co-worker where it was late at night like that. I think I want to say she was probably doing the midnight shift. And they saw three figures walking toward, down a hallway toward the exit. But then they got up to chase them because they figured it was three kids trying to escape. And the figures turned to a side room. So they go in the room and nobody's there. So when my husband told her his experience, she was totally like freaked out. So what I also forgot to add is my husband said after he saw that figure and went to investigate and saw nothing, when he got back to their like common area where their staff sits, he realized that none of the digital clocks were working anymore. And not only were the clocks not working, the time clock was not working for them to clock in and out. The doors were not working. You have to have an ID badge to get in and out of the doors, obviously, so the kids can't get out. And the doors wouldn't work. So, but the odd thing is, those are all run electronically. Like they all run on electricity, but the lights were still on. The heat was still on, you know. So all the electricity in the cottage wasn't out, but any way for them to get out of the cottage was malfunctioning. So like the doors wouldn't unlock. He also said that their emergency phones to call for help were not working either. So he was really freaking out. So after he told the lady the story, all of a sudden they hear heavy knocks on the door outside. So she takes off running down the hallway. Luckily, it was just the second midnight staff, because the doors weren't working, so he couldn't use his ID badge to get in, so he was knocking on the door for somebody to let him in. So that was his experience. He was pretty freaked out about it. So yeah, I have a couple other stories. None of them are really my own, except I guess I might have time to tell this one. So we rented a house a couple years ago, and apparently the house was owned by an older couple. They never had any children, so when they died, the city took over the house, and somehow my landlord got a hold of the house and ended up renting it out to us or whatever. I believe in the paranormal. I'm interested in the paranormal, but I don't want to see jack. Like, I don't want to see nothing. And I make it very well known to everybody, because I'm the person who asks everybody, do you have a ghost story? However, I always make it known, I don't want to see nothing for myself. It's like a boxing to me. I don't want to jump in the ring, but I enjoy watching the fight. So anyway, we were trying to decorate the house or whatever. So I bought like a big mirror for the living room wall. And I also bought like some little shelves to put like little tea light candles on or whatever. So I put the hung the mirror, and then right below the mirror, I put a shelf with three tea light candles. And the wall that these were hanging on was next to our door. So knowing that, I tested it by opening and closing the door, slamming the door really hard, knocking on the wall just to make sure they won't fall, because obviously if it's next to the door, then it's a chance that it'll fall. So it was fine or whatever. So later on that night, we're watching TV and the shelf just falls. The mirror doesn't fall, but the shelf falls. So I'm like, dang, I tested it. Okay, whatever. So I put it back up, put everything on, test it again. Everything's fine. Couple days later, same scenario. We're sitting down watching TV. The shelf just falls. I'm like, all right, you know, okay. And my husband's like, something creepy's going on. I'm like, oh no, it's okay. Cause in my head, I am not going to acknowledge anything. Like, I could probably see an apparition appear in front of my face, and I'm going to pretend I see nothing. Just cause I don't want to give it any attention to have it get any stronger or anything like that. So I'll ignore it. So even talking about it in the house was too much for me. So I'm like, no, it just fell. Maybe it's a bad screw or whatever. So I get two more nails. I move it up a little bit because I'm like, maybe these holes are too loose or something. So I move it up a little bit, put the shelf back. Sure enough, a couple days later, we're sitting watching TV. The shelf falls again. And my husband's like, I told you something creepy's going on. So I just threw the shelf away. I said, forget it, no more shelf. So if this is what you choose to mess with us, there won't be a shelf anymore. So I threw away the shelf. Couple weeks later, my husband sends me a video, and I know Tony doesn't like orbs really, but he sends me a video of my Chihuahua chasing around an orb by this wall. Again, I told him, oh, that's just a piece of dust. Don't worry about it. She's crazy. Chihuahuas flip out for whatever. But in his mind, he's like, no, you're just in denial. Something's going on. He still says I'm in denial. Whatever. And then the last thing that happened at the house, well, I'm not gonna say the last thing because it happened quite often. We would be in the living room watching TV, and then all of a sudden, everything we had in our bathroom, like around the tub, in the shower, like, you know, body wash, shampoos, that type of thing, everything we had would just fall out of nowhere. I would be like, hey, maybe they just weren't up there well enough or whatever. Maybe they were teetering on the edge. So I would ignore it. Or we had a bedroom that I used as my closet because we didn't have any kids at that time. So I had a, you know, just like a basket full of clothes or whatever. And out of nowhere, this basket would just fall. We'd be, again, sitting in the living room, just watching TV, minding our business, and out of nowhere, we'd hear it fall. And my husband was like, so how are you going to deny that? How are you going to deny that this basket just fell? It's been there, and nothing's happening, but it fell. This happened probably, I would say that basket fell maybe at least once every 2 weeks. And now that I think about it, I didn't even realize, I guess I blocked it out so much that I didn't even realize it happened that often. But according to my husband, yeah, it did. I was just really good at blocking stuff out. But yeah, that basket would fall probably once every 2 weeks, and I would just go pick it up, put the clothes back, and go about my business. But that is the sum of my stories and my husband's stories. I do have another story that my friend Steve told me. So I'll call in another time and tell you his story. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-3311. 7813.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.